Title, State of Conversion, Update on Adaptive Reuse and Conversion Legislation. Content, earlier this year, our article in the Spring 2024 issue of NAIOP Commercial Real Estate Development Magazine touched on some of the challenges of and tools for adapting underutilized commercial spaces and property for residential redevelopment, including California state laws such as Senate Bill, SB 6, the Middle Class Housing Act of 2022 and Assembly Bill, AB 2011, the Affordable Housing and High Road Jobs Act of 2022. As we noted, there are many benefits of reusing existing structures in urban areas, including reductions in emissions from demolition and new construction and revitalization of existing underutilized commercial properties. In light of the ongoing housing crisis, reuse of existing non-residential structures for residential development can be more cost and environmentally efficient, with a quicker development timeline and less community opposition. On the other hand, depending on the design and condition of the existing structure, some adaptive conversions can be more challenging and expensive than new construction, particularly where retrofitting is needed. Given that underused commercial properties present significant opportunities for adaptation to address current needs, we identified a need for more state-level legislative support for conversions. In the 2024 session, the California legislature adopted two bills to expand conversion opportunities, AB 3068 and AB 2243. AB 3068 would have created a ministerial approval process for adaptive reuse projects, aimed at converting non-residential buildings less than 50 years old, or those that meet historic preservation standards, into residential or mixed-use developments, but was vetoed by the governor. The governor's veto message expressed strong support for efforts to address California's housing crisis by promoting adaptive reuse projects, but cited concerns with the bill's proposed compliance and enforcement mechanisms for labor standards. Meanwhile, development industry insiders expressed concerns about AB 3068's requirement to meet current building code requirements, except for historic structures eligible for the Historic Building Code, and are looking to findings from a forthcoming task force report, expected by December 31, 2025, on the challenges to and opportunities that help support the creation and promotion of adaptive reuse residential projects statewide while not reducing minimum health and safety standards, including identifying and recommending amendments to state building standards as required by another bill adopted in 2022, AB 529. AB 2243, on the other hand, was signed by the governor on September 29 and enacts refinements primarily to AB 2011 with some changes to SB 6, building on the previous legislation's foundation to add incremental opportunities to increase the impact of reuse and conversion projects on housing supply. One such opportunity relates to underutilized malls. While AB 2011 and SB 6 focused on smaller, 20 acres and under, sites, AB 2243 adds regional mall, 1 sites, up to 100 acres, to both, recognizing potential opportunities to redevelop a larger footprint from underutilized retail to residential use. For AB 2011 projects in particular, which, unlike SB 6 projects, are subject to streamlined ministerial approval but require a minimum of 13%, 8% very low plus 5% extremely low, or 15% lower income, 2, of base, 3, residential units, 4, to be affordable, the inclusion of larger mall sites could present a more realistic option for ministerial redevelopment of commercial sites on a larger scale, given that projects that include deed-restricted affordable units often require more total units to offset costs. 5. AB 2243 also provides some relief from the strict minimum density requirements of AB 2011, instead designating the allowable density but still requires projects to meet at least 50% of the allowable density, 75% for sites within mile of an existing rail or bus rapid transit station, through 2026. After January 1, 2027, 75% is the minimum. AB 2243 also increases the allowable density for sites in a very low vehicle travel area to as much as 80 dwelling units per acre, adding them to sites within mile of a major transit stop as allowed by AB 2011. for projects to convert an existing non-residential structure to residential uses, AB 2243 provides that there is no density limit. 6. Recognizing that C.